The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Doing?
Nothing. What are you doing, Mommy?
Oh, getting dinner.
Would you like me to help you?
Why, yes. That'd be wonderful. How about setting the table?
All right, Mommy. But after I set the table, can I help you with something that's more fun?
Well, what's more fun, dear?
Oh, by cooking or something.
Well, I guess so. Let's see. You can't peel potatoes.
Is that time, Mommy?
No, dear. You're too little. You've cut yourself. Let's see. Now you can help with the salad. Break up the lettuce.
Isn't there anything I could cook?
Oh, cook. Let's see. Yeah, Mom, I'll try to think of something.
Maybe I could stir up some of those ready-mixed brownies.
I don't know if I have any, dear. Oh, yes, here's a box. Oh, that'd be fine.
I stirred them up once, and you said I did very good.
Oh, I couldn't have said that.
Oh, yes, you did, Mommy.
I must have said you did very well. Sure, you can stir up some brownies. I'll turn on the oven. But since we have the oven on, maybe I can think of something else for dessert, too.
Maybe I can make an apple pie for Daddy.
I think apple pie is a little too advanced for you yet, Betsy.
Shall I set a plate at the table for Aunt Effie, too?
No, she's still got a terrible cold. She's staying right in the room. She doesn't want to expose all of us. Now, don't forget napkins and put on salt and pepper, too, honey, and the butter.
Oh, I will. Oh, I'd love to help you, Mommy.
Well, I'd love to have you, dear.
Oh, I know something, Daddy.
Just love for dessert. It's his favorite, and it's easy to make. Hurry up and set the table, then we'll fix a real surprise for Daddy.
Heart Sunday has come and gone, and it's possible you weren't home when the volunteer knocked or rang. Now, if that happened, if you didn't get a chance to give, don't lose that chance. Send your contribution to your local Heart Fund, or Heart, in care of your local postmaster. Why is this so important? Why is every dollar vital? It's because the battle against heart disease has been joined in hospitals and laboratories, in the home where so much is being done to restore heart victims to normal living. It's because vast grants in aid by your heart association spell greater victories in the future, more lives saved, more recovery to completely normal life. If you have been generous before, take pride. Much has been accomplished with your money. Be generous again, for heart diseases are our number one health menace. If you are not at home on Heart Sunday, give now to your local Heart Fund or to Heart in care of your local station.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, that rain's really coming down. I tell you, it ain't a fit night for man or beast. Hell, it did, but then it started coming down again.
Hello, Daddy.
Well, hi. How's my girl?
I love you, Daddy.
Well, my goodness, I love you, too. Here, let me get my coat off, though, before I get you all wet.
Did you have a hard day at the office?
Why, yes. Thank you, I did. We had quite a hard day at the office.
You must be tired.
Well, yes, I am kind of tired.
You come in and sit down in your chair, Daddy, and I'll bring you the paper. You can read until dinner's ready.
Oh, well, thank you.
Would you like me to go upstairs, Daddy, and get your slippers?
Oh, well, I think that'd be very nice. Yes, thank you.
Don't take off your shoes. I want to do that for you when I come back down.
Oh, all right. Well, my slippers are under the bed, darling.
No, they aren't, Betsy. They're in the closet.
They should be.
Yeah, boy, what do I owe all this service?
I have no idea. She's been an absolute angel ever since she got home from school.
What do you suppose she's leading up to that she wants?
I don't think anything.
Oh, come on now. That's the way I acted when I was a kid and wanted something.
No, that's the funny part. Some days I can just shake her. I get so exasperated. Other days like this, she's just an angel, and for no apparent reason. I've given up. I can't figure it out.
Well, let's enjoy it while it lasts.
Cloud, I think she's coming down. Did you have a hard day at the office, dear?
I already asked him that, Mommy.
Oh, ask me that.
Well, you take care of him, then, while I go finish getting dinner, dear.
Here you are, Daddy.
Ah, well, thank you, Betsy, darling. You're certainly good to your daddy.
This is an all, Daddy. We have a wonderful surprise for you for dessert.
A surprise? Oh, golly, I can hardly wait. Come on, don't keep me in suspense any longer. What is this wonderful surprise you have for dessert?
Dad, bring it in, Mommy?
Yes, dear, and I'll carry up some of these dishes, and I'll get the cream, too. Daddy likes cream on it.
Boy, I cannot imagine what it is.
Come on, just carry in Daddy's. I'll hold the door open for you.
Close your eyes, Daddy. Now open them.
Oh, well.
Bread pudding.
Yes. Well, my gosh.
Mommy wants you to have your favorite dessert tonight. Surprise?
Oh, say, yes. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, Daddy's always loved bread pudding. Well, I guess I'm going to take Aunt Effie's dessert up, too.
May I take it up, Mommy?
Well, yeah, all right, dear, but don't go in the room now. Just set it inside the door. Here you are. Oh, and while you're up there, dear, see if the baby is covered, will you?
Oh, good, darling.
Dad, I need to get some with Betsy. I know how crazy you are about it.
Well, aren't you having any?
Well, I'm not eating any desserts now. It's one way of dieting.
Oh, yes.
Like cream on it.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I...
Isn't the bread pudding good? Made the same old way.
Oh, no. It's fine. Yes.
What is the matter with you? Huh?
Nothing, darling. Never mind. No, it's fine. It's very good bread pudding, uh-huh.
What is the matter?
Well, now look. You know I love you, don't you?
What? Oh, so what brought that on?
Well, I... Oh, the heck with it. No, never mind.
Well, what's the matter with you at all? You trying to tell me something?
Well, yes.
You've lost your job.
Oh, no.
You're sick. Something you haven't told me?
No.
Well, what matters to you, is it? Hurry up before Betsy gets back.
All right. Now, look, we have always decided to be honest with each other about everything, haven't we?
Well, yes. Don't keep me in suspense. Tell me.
Well, I mean, it's just that I don't want to hurt your feelings, that's all.
You mean it's something that's going to make me unhappy?
Well, yes.
You've fallen in love with somebody else.
Oh, no, for Pete's sake.
Well, what is it?
Well, look, I know I'm being childish and silly.
Oh, Red, you're childish and silly. What is it?
I hate bread pudding.
So what?
I hate bread pudding. I'm sorry, but I do now. You have made it constantly ever since we've been married. You keep insisting it's one of my favorite desserts. You've always been so sweet about fixing it, and I've always eaten it, and I just can't stand it any longer. Now, I'm sorry to hurt your feelings. I am, but of all the food in the world, if there's one thing I can't stand, it is bread pudding. Now, please, don't be mad at me.
Mad at you?
Huh? What's so funny? What are you laughing at?
Huh? I love bread pudding.
What?
I even hate making it, but for you, I have been forcing.
What? You're doing what?
Forcing myself to make it and to eat it because I thought you were so crazy about it. Why did you ever say you liked it? You must have said.
Well, yeah, I did. When we were first married, you were learning to cook, and you made it, and I raved about it. Of course, I had to. You burned everything else.
Oh, no. Oh, Otis, all these years, have you just hated it every time?
Yes, every night. I can hardly get the darn stuff down.
Why didn't you say so?
Well, I hated to hurt your feelings.
Oh, you poor thing. How did you ever get the courage to tell me no?
Well, I don't know. I just took one look at those darn raisins looking up at me, and
Oh, when I think of hundreds of times I've gritted my teeth and marched in with a dessert and said, oh, darling, look what I have for you.
Yeah, and I said, oh, boy, bread pudding.
It's so funny. What's so funny? Oh,
come here, Betsy. Daddy will tell you.
No, wait a minute.
No, look, Betsy will get a kick out of this. It's very funny.
Yeah, this is
the
mistake.
Look, she is 8 years old. She's got a good sense of humor, and she'll appreciate it.
I don't think, dear.
Now, let Daddy tell you a very funny story. Once upon a time, when Daddy and Mommy were first married...
Seven mornings a week on most of these stations, CBS News brings you the World News Roundup. Reports from where it happened by noted CBS newsmen make history come alive at your breakfast table when you make a regular habit of the World News Roundup. The speed of CBS News, the accuracy of CBS News, the keen news sense of our reporters combine every morning into a fascinating account of the morning's important developments, often in the words of the newsmakers themselves. Make the World News Roundup a habit. And for perfect balance, make the World Tonight the same. Every evening, seven nights a week, and most of these stations, the World Tonight brings you the day's important happenings in direct report from on the scene. People who hear the World News Roundup in the morning and the World Tonight in the evening know where they stand on the issues of the day. They've been informed by the greatest news-gathering medium in the world, CBS News.
I told you it was a mistake.
Well, for Pete's sake, how did I know that Betsy made the bread pudding tonight? You didn't tell me.
You didn't give me a chance. You insisted on telling how funny it all was. You charged right up there, didn't you?
Well, look, Dolly, she's 8 years old. I thought she was old enough to appreciate the humor of it.
No female has much sense of humor where her cooking is concerned. And frankly, whether or not you like my bread pudding, it is not bad, I'm told, as bread puddings go.
Well, I guess there are two cooks around here that are mad at me.
No, I'm not. I don't blame you. I'm glad I don't have to make it anymore. But I do feel awful about this. Yeah, I mean, she worked so hard to make it for you.
Yeah, all right. Where is she?
She's in there in the living room, lying on the sofa. You better go make it up to her somehow while I do up these dishes.
Yeah, all right, okay. Betsy! Hi. Hi, honey. What are you doing?
Nothing. Just lying here. Thinking.
Thinking I'm an old meanie, huh? Well, now look here, honey. I want to tell you. You got all upset before you even finished hearing what Daddy had to say. You see, the funny part is about Mommy's bread pudding, not yours.
I think Mommy's a wonderful cook.
Oh, she is, honey. She is. But, I mean, some cooks are better than others. And, well, you see, I couldn't say this in front of Mommy, but your bread pudding was just perfect. You see, you didn't wait to hear me say that this was the first time that I have really loved bread pudding.
Did you like the raisins I put in? I put lots of them in for you.
Oh, I tell you, it was the raisins that just made it.
Oh, I love to cook. Uh-huh. And I'm going to help Mommy all the time now. And you know what, Daddy? From now on, you're going to have my bread pudding every day.
I think maybe every week would be plenty, honey. You don't want to spoil me. Oh, golly.
Far more families rely on X-Lax than any other laxative. And for one important reason, X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity gently overnight. You take pleasant-tasting chocolate and X-Lax at bedtime, it won't disturb your sleep, and the next morning, you'll be well on the way toward your normal regularity. No wonder pleasant-tasting chocolate and X-Lax is used by more families than any other laxative. So when you or any member of your family needs a laxative, remember, take X-Lax today, feel better tomorrow. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch with Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Thank you.